It's 6:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Colorado senators are back in Washington, D.C. to vote today, but not the state's representatives. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Senate Republicans canceled their recess, while Republican House leaders again canceled votes. The last day the House was in session was September 19th, before the federal government shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson defended the move.
Our members are out working diligently in their districts, serving their constituents right now. We will come back here and get back to legislative session as soon as the Senate Democrats turn the lights back on.
CPR News reached out to all Colorado Republicans to see if they support keeping the chamber out, but none responded. Colorado's GOP members have backed up Johnson, saying House Republicans did their job and passed a temporary government funding measure. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A giant swastika placed on a hillside next to I-70 near Golden this weekend is now a piece of evidence. CPR's Elaine Tassie has more.
On Saturday, white plastic sheeting fashioned into the shape of a swastika was spotted in an open space area in Jefferson County, visible from the highway. The symbol was a little smaller in size than a billboard and was removed by authorities that day. A sheriff's department spokesperson said on Monday that it is now evidence that's part of a criminal investigation. Jefferson County lawmakers called the vandalism an appalling act that spreads fear and division in a community that stands for respect and dignity. The sheriff's department says it has no suspects yet. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
The respiratory virus season is here, and Coloradans are starting to get their shots. Last month, the state's chief medical officer issued a standing order to let pharmacists provide COVID shots without prescriptions. About 5% of the state has gotten a COVID shot so far this season, according to the state health department. About 10% have gotten a flu shot. Shots are also available for RSV. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr.